Triple M. Ah, yeah, Strawdy for Brekkie and the late, great Murray Happ with the Strawdy Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven for the It's Friday song for Friday, the 19th day of October 2018. We've made it, folks. Away we go. Hope you had a good Thursday. We had a very busy day foot-soldering around here at Triple M. Getting ready for what's going to be a big weekend. Looks like it will be sunny tomorrow, which will be just great. All you'll hear will be the grass growing. Fantastic. A little bit foggy inland this morning. That normally means it's going to be nice. However, the Bureau's saying still cloudy today with a higher chance of showers and storms inland and a medium chance elsewhere today and up to about 28 degrees. That is what we are expecting today. Yes. Now, let's have a look at what's making news around the place today internationally. The US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has announced he would no longer attend this week's investment conference in Saudi Arabia as the Trump administration awaits the outcome of investigations into the missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was, of course, rumoured to be murdered actually in the embassy. Now, locally in New South Wales, opposition leader Luke Foley denies drunkenly harassing a woman at a party. The allegation is in all the papers today. It surfaced under parliamentary privilege yesterday as he had a stoush with David Elliott, and it escalated quite quickly. Locally, and I've seen a couple of videos of this, is just fantastic. Kempsey-based business Akubra is becoming a household name. Of course, it is a household name virtually around the world. After the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were gifted a hat as a belated wedding gift from the Governor-General. He presented the hats to the royal couple at Admiralty House earlier in the week as the official wedding gift from Australia. So they've both got Akubras now, which is just great. Long live Akubra, the best hat in the world, yes. Now in sport, in the cricket, it's not good. Australia's 1 for 47, chasing another 490 runs with Aaron Finch on 24 not out and Travis Head 17 not out, facing virtually an impossible assignment. And yes, one of the Marsh brothers is gone. Now, in sport locally, big day today in racing. The Gallops are at Taree with an 8-race card featuring the $32,000 Cranback Cup over 1,600 metres. And the Hastings Merrill Sporting Fund Southern Golf Day is on this afternoon at the Kew Country Club. And the National Oztag Championships start today at the International Stadium in Coffs Harbour. So there is plenty on, let me tell you. Coming up on the show today, oh, this was so difficult this week. After seven, we'll release our top three things to do around the coast this weekend. There were so many things on. Crikey. Anyway, also coming up, a very funny cactus today featuring the Inflictus Games, looking at our political war stories today. And of course, the real ones that are just so good. And how much do you love Harry? Fair dinkum. What a great bloke. The Invictus Games starting tomorrow. We can watch it on the box. These are inspiring stories, folks. Also coming up, John Michael Hollywoodhausen today with news on New Zealand director Peter Jackson coming up with a stunning World War I documentary. He'll talk more about that later. And also Tim Allen's revival of Last Man Standing is doing really well as far as the ratings go. He'll talk more about that a little bit later. $1,000 birthday wheel, last chance to get on it this week. And if you're birthdaying today, you're doing it with the likes of John Lithgow and the great boxer Evander Holyfield. Remember, he had half his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson. Isn't that a great claim to fame? We'll have a look at what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy for Holiday Coast Credit Union. And, of course, it is Oztober. More tickets to give away today to our fantastic garage sessions in tropical North Queensland, where you'll get to see the likes of Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and Screaming Jets perform exclusively for you, our Triple M Club members. If you're not a member, sign up today. You just might be heading to tropical North Queensland, where they'll be speaking a bit slower, eh? Yeah, but you get to see a great concert, yeah. 13:27:10. Come on, I'm pulling your leg. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
At last, Prince Harry and his Invictus Games had arrived on Cactus Island.
The Games will be terribly hard-fought here down under, particularly in the political events. I mean, your competitors have amazing political war stories to tell. Veterans like ex-PM Kevin Crudd, who was toppled so fiercely.
Let me say this. I'm brilliant. Upset so many times. But when I called climate change the greatest moral challenge of our time and then threw it under a bus, it put me in the voters' crosshairs.
Oh! Then I had my mandate shot off by my mortal enemy, Julia Buzzard, the big red poo. And of course, there's Julia Buzzard's own story, your first woman on the front line.
Moving forward. There I was, in my khaki pantsuit, lying in my foxhole. Lying as in, there'll be no carbon tax under the government I lead, which of course blew up in my face. I never recovered. I'm still picking shrapnel from the credibility I kept up my arse.
Ah, look, what about me? Oh, yes, the nation's ex-captain, Tony Abbs. Look, I was attacked and stabbed in the back big time by that poncy little Hitler Malcolm Talkbull. Now my political future is pretty much stuffed.
Well, positive news is always welcome. But there was nothing quite like the ambush that Malcolm Talkbull suffered at the hands of the mutineers E4E was leading.
Indeed, I was surrounded. Tony Abbs and the other blackguards had cut off my essential supplies of caviar and grange. Food and water. I held the high ground atop my 35 losing news poll results, but suddenly on my far-right flank, the insurgents attacked in numbers, deeply wounding my ego. Oh, it was hell, I tell you. Hell! It was all I could do to hoist a white flag and wave down the first-class A380 to New York.
Amazing political war stories brought to you by your own voters, sadly.
Look. Tony Abbs has sent me a lovely note of apology for the behaviour of he and his cronies. Oh, and a little gift. How kind. Yeah? What is it? It's a punnet of strawberries. Gorgeous.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Local rockers Bounty Hunters play our Strawdy League sponsors, Southwest Rocks Country Club, tonight. It's free in the main bar from 7:30. You'll have a ball. Cher has delivered a Royal Command performance for her loyal fans last night at the opening Sydney concert of what will be her final Australian tour. Noel Gallagher has scoffed at rumours of an Oasis reunion at Glastonbury and says he wants more than £5 million to reform with brother Liam. And a medal is anything played the LUSC tonight and the Hoey Moey on Sunday afternoon. They've been touring for over 40 years, as Greedy explains. It's a great story.
I'd just like to point out that the longest break we've had from touring since the 70s is 6 weeks when I fell off a horse in 89.
Let's get back to music now.
Triple M Music.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, and he's excited because he's actually seeing some sunshine for the first time in a long time.
Good morning, Shorty. Yeah, how nice is it out here? I'm perspiring, actually.
Yeah,
I've got the jumper off. I tell you what, it's quite warm and humid.
I was going to say, it'll just be sticky with all this rain we've had, Bluey, and a bit of sunshine today. And, what are we looking at? Temperatures up to about 28 degrees, 31 in some parts tomorrow. It certainly is going to be very, very humid. Yesterday, it wasn't a very nice day again.
No, it wasn't very nice. We had a couple of small opportunities to have a fish, but we didn't do much good. But, geez, the day looks really exciting, doesn't it? All this blue sky, I tell you what, I am excited. And I think we'll be out there today for a long time. I know we're going to get this nor'easter, but I reckon I don't care if it's in my face. I'm going to be there all day.
All righty. Now, very little difference in the tides again today. You have got that howling nor'easter. It's up already. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I'm sort of going to head out to the estuary. I wanted to go out to the breakwaters, but the sea's still a bit lumpy at the present moment and not quite safe enough. So I'm going out to the estuary and I'm going to try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
On prawns or whitebait.
Should get a bit of protection on the northern banks and should be able to spin up on the sand flats around the northern sides.
Good stuff. Okie dokie. Clubs out this weekend?
Yes, we've got the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. They've got their Sunday comp on, 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse. back of the marina, followed by a barbecue. And also the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they've got their monthly cop on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue.
All right. Well, big good morning to Richard the Recorder and all his crew there. So I hope they have a good comp. Sunday looks like it could go pear-shaped with a 95% chance of showers and storms. But sometimes you've got to suffer for your fish, Bluey, don't you?
You do. If you're not losing fishing tackle, you're not fishing as far as I'm concerned.
And he loves it. You can replace it with Bluey. Oh, good on you. You and all the tackle shop owners. So, yeah, the one I'm famous for, and I haven't really had a fish at inland yet for the bass, Bluey, but the old tree bass that take those $10 lures, I'm not happy with them.
Well, they're 15 now. We've put them up.
Oh, no. Well, good on you.
Get your $10 lure from now.
Oh, Dad, please. Has Taylor Tab got anything new out, too, as far as his lures go?
Yeah, she's got a couple of new ones out. You'll have to come out. I wish I showed you while you're out.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. I better come and check them out. I don't like them $15 ones that land in the tree, the tree bass.
You'll never be climbing for them, won't you?
No. I've had a couple of swims, and it hasn't ended well, Blue. When I got over there, I couldn't get up in the tree anyway. So, anyway, morning to all the bass fishermen. I hope you have better luck than me this weekend. All righty. Now, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet on Cranback Cup Day. What do you got for me, Bluey?
Yes, we're at the Taree Races, Race 7, Barrier 5, Horse 5, Capital Magic at 6-1.
Oh, Capital Magic. All righty. Okay, now, also, you've got the crystal ball out for Randwick tomorrow. What do you like there?
Yeah, Randwick, we've got tomorrow, we've got Race 7, Barrier 4, Horse 11, Warranty at 13-1.
Warranty at 13-1. Oh, I like that. All right. Now, this is the big one. If they salute, we back our car up to where? Here we go.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Here's one with a bit of tang to it. The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet. We're off to Max Liquor. We've got Cooper Dry Stubbies at $46 a carton.
The Cooper We can sip and save all weekend. Now, what's that, a grog, Bluey?
$1.92, thank you.
$1.92. There is only one Bluey Waters. There we go. That's the Bottle-O Best Bet, the TA Best Bet, and good luck if you're having a fish today. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Stony.
Mostly sunny in the top of 28 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Domain has released its latest rental report showing the median rent on a house in Port Macquarie Hastings in September was $410 per week, or $310 for a unit. That's 13.9% more than it was 5 years ago for a house and 19.2% for units. When comparing that to Coffs Harbour, it's an even more dire story. The increases there are 16.7% and 29.2% respectively, making the Port Hastings and Coffs Harbour two of the more unaffordable places to rent in regional New South Wales. It's thought to be contributing to homelessness in the area, an issue that'll only increase unless more affordable housing enters the market. Local fireys from Port Macquarie and Kempsey are again gearing up for the Sydney Tower Climb for motor neurone disease. They'll be among crews from across the country racing to the top as fast as they can in full gear, the stairs spanning a whopping 98 floors. Port Macquarie retained firefighter Seth Fagg says they've been busily training across the region in preparation.
Yeah, that's right. We've been doing a bit of training, not as much as we'd like to, obviously, but as much as we can. We've been hiking up North Brother. We've had the use of Port Pacific stairwell. We've been doing that regularly. We've been doing Town Beach, Flynn's Beach stairs, Lighthouse Beach, just as much as we can when we can.
To donate, head to the Port Macquarie Firefighters Climb for MND Facebook page. The Mid-North Coast is set to be the home of Australia's first Trezillion residential unit to help new parents struggling to care for their baby. Here's Cherie Coleman.
It'll be included in the new $73 million Maxville Hospital. That way, parents won't have to travel to Sydney for essential services. It's for parents needing help with settling strategies, feeding, diet and nutrition, and behavioural issues with toddlers. The services are free. A purpose-built Trezillion van will also travel out to towns like Bowraville, Nambucca Heads, Warhope and Kempsey to lend further assistance.
And Kempsey-based business Akubra have seen their hats shoot back into prominence after a pair were gifted to the royal couple as their wedding present from Australia. Now to sport. The nippers will be racing to the water this weekend for the season ahead. Across the coast, the nippers will be out in force come Sunday, the next generation taking the opportunity to enhance their ability and pick up better boarding skills. Plenty of attention will be turned towards the beach sprints as well, and a reminder to those getting involved, they'll pick up a $100 Active Kids sports voucher. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a light north to northeasterly wind blowing, so that means those protected northern corners to have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. The swell is out of the northeast. Wave size is around that 5 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Also worth a look for those open beaches for early to mid-morning surf. The water temperature is around 17 to 18 degrees. In some areas, it's a little bit colder than that. We do have a low tide around 11:30. High tide is around 6 o'clock this afternoon. And now for the surf of this weekend. Saturday's not looking all that great. Again, it'll be north to northeasterly winds, fairly strong. So, again, those northern corners will be the pick. But the sandbanks are fairly average. The swell, again, will be out of the northeast. Wave size will be around that 4 to 5 feet on Saturday. Sunday's looking a lot better. Sunday looks like the wind's going to be light. It'll be out of the west to northwest early in the morning. So those protected northern corners and the open beaches should have some nice waves, depending on the sandbanks again. The swell will be out of the northeast. Wave size will be a little bit smaller on Sunday, again around that 3 to 4 feet mark. But Sunday afternoon, the wind will again turn northeast, so those northern corners will be best on Sunday afternoon.
She's going to be here, yes, for the Red Hot Summer Tour, the headline at Westport Park next year, the great Susie Quattro, or as we knew her in Happy Days, Leather Tuscadero. Boy, crikey. Yes, the great Susie Quattro. I can't believe she's going to be here next year. Grab your tickets now. It's proudly supported by Triple M. The Red Hot Summer Tour is going to be a cracker.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is from the newsroom. He's excited. Big Supercars weekend coming up. Last one. Can McLaughlin claw back? Can he get there? What do you think, Lee?
He's a pretty good shot. He'll be confident in the car because, I mean, he's with one of the best teams, DGR yep. Shell, Team Penske. But Craig Lowndes and Stephen Richards are leading the Pirtek Enduro Cup at the moment. If they can finish on a high, it'll be great for the fans, obviously, and Lowndesy himself in his last year as a main game lead driver.
Listen, you report a lot on politics. That is the best political answer. You still haven't said who you think's going to win. Come on.
Oh, well, who do
I think's
gonna...
the fence.
Oh, well, Jamie Wincup and Paul Dumbrell have been probably the quickest on track so far.
Sandown's tighter, isn't it?
Sandown, it's a very fast track and it's a real street circuit, concrete canyon this weekend, so you can expect a lot of
concrete
crashes.
Canyon, I like that one.
That's what they call it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, the triple great. C, yes, a good acronym for that one. All right, we better get to the news. What's doing today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, a headline there, "I didn't harass her." New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley was yesterday forced to deny claims he drunkenly harassed a reporter after a sensational claim by Corrections Minister David Elliott under parliamentary privilege. Mr. Elliott told Parliament Mr. Foley had harassed an ABC journalist after having a little bit too much to drink. As well as that, it's all about the Royals once again with Meghan on the front cover. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, "We need a miracle to hold the seat." That's what the Liberals are saying. Senior New South Wales Liberals say it will take a miracle to win the Wentworth by-election, labelling a damaging email smearing independent Karen Phelps as the final nail in their campaign. And Nat's in the ranks, still on the government. Former Nationals leaders, as Strawny sniggers, warned Barnaby Joyce to abandon a growing push to reinstate him as Deputy Prime Minister, while also urging federal MPs to save the ship by rejecting the new leadership turmoil that has taken hold in Canberra.
Yeah, speaking about that, you and I, we love acronyms and we love puns.
Yep.
I'm going to post this a little later on. We're going to put up our top four puns of the week and get people to vote for them on the Triple M Facebook site or indeed on our website. Should be a bit of fun. All righty. Now, locally with you, Lee, it's been a big week. I know you've got some stats to go through, but wasn't it great? So Peter Cosgrove handing over the Tour Coober hats to the Royals.
It was very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Absolutely.
And we know Greg Norman started it years ago by wearing the Akubras when he was number one golfer in the world. But it is an international brand. And, it was great to see them in the Akubras.
Yeah, and a Kempsey business as well. It's very cool. I don't have one. I feel guilty about it now.
What?
Maybe I should get one.
Wash your mouth out.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's not good.
The only thing is, you're such a tall bloke. You'd have to take it off when you got in your car. You'd scrape the roof with your Akubra.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to scrape the roof of the car.
No. What stats have you got for us, Lee?
Well, actually, we're leading at the moment with Mid-North Coast, said to be the home of Australia's very first Resilient Residential Unit in country areas. It's to help parents struggling to care for their baby. It'll be included in the new $73 million Maxville Hospital. That way, parents won't have to travel to Sydney for essential services. It'll help them with settling strategies, feeding, diet and nutrition, and behavioural issues with toddlers. The services are free. Purpose-built Trezillion van will also travel out to towns like Bowraville, Nambucca Heads, Wauchope and Kempsey to lend further assistance. And, just on those stats you were mentioning, those are in relation to, of course, rent prices at the moment.
Yeah.
And Port Macquarie Hastings is widely regarded as one of the more unaffordable areas for resident regional places in New South Wales, and that's continued with the latest stats from Domain.
There you go. Never ask a question unless you know the answer. I should have asked you that beforehand, but anyway. you're toddling off down the hallway. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes' time from now, and look for our Pick a Pun this weekend. Thank you, Lee. Triple M right across the coast on a cracker Friday morning. You beauty. Chisel, it is Oztober, all October here at the Ems, and we just love it forever now. 7:13, let's go.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
The Bicentennial Open Day at Douglas Vale Vineyard is on tomorrow, 9:30 till 2:30. You can see Port Macquarie's history at this fascinating link to the past, along with the Port Macquarie Astronomical Group, a Port Macquarie Quota Club, the Hastings Auto Restorers, and the release of the new vintage of wine called Villard Blanc. The 15th annual Slim Dusty Country Music Festival continues at the Kempsey Showground. Tomorrow there's a Bush Poets Breakfast, and Sunday the Gospel Concert with Diane Lindsay and Peter Simpson. And one of the best days out you can have in a country town is on Sunday, the Beechwood Billy Cart Classic, the 5K race down the mountain to the finish line at the pub, and there is so much going on. Here's James Wallace with more.
This year we've got at least 10 entries in the main race and probably about 30 in the kids. Conditions on the road at the moment, we're looking close to about 6.5 minutes in the race. Now this year we're celebrating the bicentenary of the Hastings, so we've got vintage cars coming in and we've also got a display from the Historical Society. Many market stores come in, we've got hot dogs as usual, there's hot chips, barbecue. We've got crab racing going this year again.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Strawny's Breaky Show.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Yes, here he is, John Michael. Good morning!
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
New Zealand director Peter Jackson, one of the biggest names there is in the world of movies. Look, he's working on a new World War One documentary.
Well, it's actually finished. Sir Peter Jackson, of course,
yes, sir.
From The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and whatever. And what a talent this man is. I remember seeing a film he did before he was famous, a hysterical documentary that New Zealand was the first country in the world to make movies. I mean, it was a comedy. It was very, very, very funny. And I thought, this guy that made this is imaginative and talented. Well, that's how it turned out to be. Now, he's made a documentary called They Shall Not Grow Old. And it's amazing. He got miles and miles of footage of World War One newsreel footage and whatever. He put it into through systems to make it the right speed. He colorized it. He used technology to create some 3D scenes. And he had lip readers read what the soldiers were saying, because it was silent.
Wow.
And put in dialogue of what they were saying when they were on the front line. And apparently it is absolutely amazing. they had the premiered in London last week, I think at the Imperial War Museum. It will go on general release and probably television sales as well. And it's something I really want to see. Of course, it's 100 years next month since the end of World War One, you know, November the 11th. And I think it's obviously geared to that time. But I would love to see this because we've seen amazing footage from World War One. What amazed me, having watched a lot of documentaries on cable TV about this, the amount of footage that they had when it was very primitive, you know. They went out, and you can't believe there were cameras everywhere. And when you think that they were hand-cranked cameras and pretty heavy to carry around, but there they are in the trenches, on the front line, the back, you know, with the back of the battle line and whatever. It's absolutely amazing. So Peter Jackson apparently has made this work of genius about the First World War called They Shall Not Grow Old.
Wow, that sounds great, John Michael. Just
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, talking about the war and how it was covered, one of the best books that I've ever read is the one called One Crowded Hour by Neil Davis. Do you remember him, the cameraman? He actually tragically filmed his own death.
That's he did, absolutely, yes.
He was. That's an incredible story. So, wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, also, John Michael, I've got to mention this. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, I am absolutely chuffed because our sponsors of your segment, Majestic Cinemas, are going to have the Glen A. Baker Music Film Festival highlighting Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm going to talk to Glen over the coming weeks, but, gee, this film's getting really good raps.
Well, I'll tell you, the reviews of Bohemian Rhapsody are ecstatic. And, you know, it's very hard to do a biographical picture where you've got a well-known person being portrayed by an actor. Apparently the guy that plays Freddie Mercury is wonderful. Apparently the story is marvellous. And, you know, of course, the Queen were just a marvellous group. And still going strong in many ways, but it'll never be the same without Freddie. But the film had a few problems when it was being made. There was drama between the director and the star and all sorts of things, you know, but that's, I suppose, artistic, you know, temperaments. But, you know, yeah. I'm so glad that the movie is good because you want an artist like Freddie Mercury to be really honoured and have a film that does him justice. So I'm so thrilled. I think Majestic Cinemas, you've done a marvellous thing there because I think this film should do great business. And also getting wonderful reviews is the remake of the remake of the remake of A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
With Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. That's getting wonderful reviews as well. So there's two musical films coming your way very soon.
Good on you, John Michael. Thank you for that, for Kieran and his team at Majestic, where we're going to catch up with Glen May Baker in the coming weeks. We shall talk to you next week.
See you, Malik. Bye.
Stone the crows. That's Drawny.
Triple M, Oztober, all month, right here on Strawdy's Brekkie Show, and indeed across the whole day, every day. We're loving it. Great stories like that with Ivor Davis, who was born in Wauchope Hospital, and crazy. It is 13 past 8, and of course we're celebrating all things Oz music, giving you the chance too to see our Oztober garage sessions in tropical North Queensland. You can wear a loud Hawaiian shirt, people won't look sideways at you, it's the norm. You just have to speak a bit slower up there, eh? Yeah. You can see Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel, Screaming Jets perform live and exclusively for our Triple M Club members. If you're not a member, join today at triplem.com.au. 14 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings. Port home zone.
Oh, here is a very patient Maureen. Hello, Maureen at Congaree. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you,
Johnny. That's good. Now, you got sunshine there this morning?
Yeah, it's beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, after the rain, I bet your garden will... you'll be able to hear the grass growing, Maureen, today.
Oh, you can. It's growing madly.
Good stuff. All right, Maureen, I've got to match your birthday for 40 winks on the wheel. Then we give you $1,000. It's that simple. What number?
27.
27. All right, Maureen, here we go. Come on, 27. Come on, 27. Come on, 27. It just goes past. Will it come around? A rotten thing. stops on the number 20. Dump! Sorry, Maureen, can't give you the cash, but end of the month, I've got your phone number. We do the big draw for the Triple M bag jam-pack full of goodies, OK?
OK, then.
Thank you, Maureen. You too. Now, birthdays today. We've got to wish a happy birthday today going out to Craig Gill from wife Karen, family and friends and grandchildren, Chase and Mason. Good on you, Craig of Alder Villa. Have a great day today. Also, happy 80th birthday. Is that right? 80 today, Faye Council. From all your family and friends, have a great day today, Faye. And people like Faye and Craig are celebrating their birthdays with actor John Lithgow and also the great boxer who had half his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, all born on this day, October 19.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, here's Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I cannot believe it's Friday already.
I can. And loving it.
Oh, you're counting down to the weekend, aren't you? Because yeah, Rich and Jack are on tomorrow. You're lucky.
No, they're not.
You get the weekend
Christy,
off.
Christy, no, they're not. Because remember, Jack was supposed
What's happening?
Well, Jack was supposed to move Maddie last weekend. And because it was raining, they only had a box trailer, so they had to call that off. So
you're working tomorrow?
I'm working tomorrow with Pommy Rich, yes.
Da-da, you drew the short straw.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's going to be fun because we are going to talk billy carts tomorrow because the billy cart derby's on Sunday. And it is a great, if you're an old person like Pommy Rich and I, it's a great part of your childhood.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember building billy carts as a kid?
Yeah, with tomato boxes.
Was your
boxes.
Dad quite the hands-on man?
Yeah.
With tomato boxes. No, I want a real billy cart. Come on.
Yeah, I did. No, well, they were the type you had. And I know we've spoken about this before. Otto rang in one time before. He was in trouble at home because he knocked the wheels off his mother's washing basket trolley. He knocked them off to put on his billy cart. So he was in big trouble, Otto. But anyway.
Are those sturdy enough to hold a billy cart up?
Yeah, they are. They are. Anyway, what's happening today? We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Okay, the 15th annual Slim Dusty Country Music Festival is on till Sunday at the Kempsey Showground, and free lunchtime concerts are at the Glasshouse continuing today from 12:30 with Sharon Green, and golf and Hastings Merrill Sporting Fund golf tees off this afternoon at the Q Country Club. And of course, there's dancing at the Yatungan Hall from 7 o'clock tonight, and the Twilight Food Markets are on this evening in Coffs, where it's super sunny at the moment, so the Park Beach Reserve from 5 o'clock, so they should be running the Twilight Food Markets. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. Triple M right across the coast. It is Strawdy's Brekkie Show wrapping up with Dyer Ross at the Chain Reaction. Missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up on the website. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. I'll join you tomorrow from 8 o'clock with Jack with the weekend What's On, filling in for Jack, rather, with Pommy Rich. Have a great day.
Each day.